AFP speaks with member of French student group harassed by police. By Remy Tremblay. On July 3, while large swaths of France were being burnt down and looted by modern-day barbarians, French police raided the houses of several members of the student association Red Angers, an organization of right-wing students in Angers, a small city located in the west of France. Why were members of a nationalist student association targeted by the police? Because the students took to the streets to defend the association's premises from lawless rioters, instead of letting them burn down their student meeting hall. Jean-Yves Gonnat, a founder of Red Angers, joined this writer by phone to discuss the events in France. He explained that he and his fellow nationalists took action because their meeting place was attacked by violent rioters, who were looking to cause harm to the students and burn their meeting hall to the ground. The day after the start of the riots, individuals associated with Antifa spread a fake flyer designed to appear as if it came from the group Alvarium, an identitarian association dissolved by order of French President Emmanuel Macron in 2021 but once associated with Red Angers. The fake flyer called for like-minded people to arm themselves and confront the strangers and the thugs behind the riots. Angered by the fake flyers, young rioters of African origin attacked Red Angers' premises and for days on end. As AFP goes to press, random rioting still continues in France. The far left instigated the attacks by fanning the flames and then just sat back and watched as their useful idiots attacked our property, Gonnat told this reporter. Since the beginning of those attacks, the police have been nowhere to be found, despite the repeated threats on the student association. The many videos shared online show that the attackers have absolutely nothing to fear when it comes to the police. The absence of police response could be explained either because the police are afraid of confronting Black and Arab rioters, or they have orders to let the hooligans run wild and close us down violently and illegally themselves, Gonnat explained. The 28-year-old identitarian then added that the second hypothesis is the most likely. You only have to look at the fact that we're the subject of several bogus investigations for holding armed gatherings, and then look at the blatant attempts to eradicate our meeting halls, Gonnat told this reporter. The rioters set fire to a daycare center, a park, the town hall, dozens of cars and stores, but the authorities aren't going to search their homes as they did ours. Nor do they search the meeting places of the extreme left, as the French police have done to right-wing dissidents and activists. The government, feeling the average Frenchman is fed up with the riots, has been trying to divert attention from the Black and Arab rioters by instead untruthfully alleging there is a menacing far-right terrorist threat that was even more dangerous than the current rioting, looting, arson and physical attacks on innocent French civilians. Thus, the media are exaggerating an imaginary threat from a small but growing clique of conservatives and, at the same time, downplaying the very real threat posed to public safety by the rioters, Gonnat pointed out. This is a common tactic of virtually all Western governments and mass media complexes today. The current media frenzy generated against Red Angers may be failing. Gonnat explained that Red Angers has received countless messages of support from average people who were not so sympathetic before the mayhem. In the first 24 hours after launching a page to gather funds for the nationalists targeted by the police, they had amassed €10,000. Interestingly, at the same time, the fundraising page set up for the police officer who shot 17-year-old criminal Nahal Merzouk was closed down by the officer's family after having received €1.5 million. Gonnat explained why there was such a stark difference between the successful results of Red Angers' fundraising campaign, the French police officer's fundraising campaign, and the limited donations to Nahal Merzouk's mother. The French people are fed up. The system is preventing people from telling the truth about the situation in France, even as they are being assaulted by thugs running amok. Average Frenchmen have rallied to support us and the policeman, even though he shot a minor. According to Gonnat, the government is pushing people into a more radical direction by censoring anyone who expresses doubts about the official narrative and explanation for the rioting and looting. The fact that the fundraiser for the policeman was almost cancelled made his fundraising efforts soar. Despite the repression they face and the attacks they have suffered, Red Angers will not back down and remains defiant.